because emergency decrees had been used so frequently since 1930 by the former Weimar regime, you'll recall that Brüning had used emergency decrees to pass unpopular economic measures in 1930, 31, 32. The Nazis' use of emergency decrees didn't strike Germans as unusual. The basis of democracy had already crumbled so dramatically in Germany that there wasn't anything that seemed particularly alarming about the Nazis' determination to use emergency decree. And especially since, still, even after the burning of the Reichstag, there was a sense that some sort of civil war might occur. In fact, what were the communists doing? There was a sense day by day. When was it coming? Armed now with the enabling law, the Nazis declared May 1st to be a national holiday, the day of German labor. Even during the Weimar Republic, the social democratic governments had not made May Day a national holiday. It was, of course, seen as an international day of labor associated with the left. But this was going to be the day of German labor. All over Germany, the Nazis gave speeches about the importance of labor, the working class, et cetera, et cetera. And on that night, SA troops and police officials stormed union offices, seized union assets, arrested labor leaders, and banned labor unions. Labor was brought under control. Thousands of social democratic labor leaders were sent off into prisons, hastily constructed. They overflowed, and the Germans, the Nazis, began using something that they called concentration camps in order to deal with these political prisoners. On June 20th, 1933, the regime took an extremely important step. One of the groups in German society that had been not immune to the appeal of National Socialism, but had certainly been very wary of it, were German Catholics. The Catholic Church had stated publicly on Election Day in 1932, 1930, and those being on Sundays, priests read from the pulpits a message to their congregation stating that it was inconsistent with being a good Catholic to vote Nazi or communist. Hitler was determined to mend fences with the church to overcome this substantial Catholic resistance in Germany. And on June 20th, 1933, the regime announced that it had signed a concordat with the Vatican, which ended formal Catholic opposition to the regime. After that, the church swung into line. There would still be pockets of resistance, certainly individual resistance, individual priests and so on, but technically now the regime had signed an agreement with the Vatican pledging to respect Catholic organizations, respect the rights of the church, and so on, in exchange for which the church would drop this ban on participation in the Nazi Party. The communists, as I said, had been banned in March, the socialists shortly thereafter. Other parties now began to disband, quote, voluntarily, close quote. And on July 14, 1933, ironically Bastille Day, a law against the establishment of political parties outlawed all political organizations in Germany except the NSDAP. By the summer of 1933, the NSDAP had broken the resistance of the left. The church was now in line. One of the things that the regime had done, the Nazis had done, was to, there was a wave of arrests. We've already alluded to the arrests of communists and social democrats, but this is a point that needs to be driven home. Between Hitler's appointment as chancellor and the summer of 1933, the Nazis had proceeded, especially after Goering's deputation of the SA as police, the Nazis had moved to arrest not the top leaders of the Communist and Social Democratic Party, but rather the mid-level of Communist and Social Democratic functionaries to, as they so charmingly put it, to cut them off at the knee, to break the link between the leftist leadership and the rank and file. So that what was missing in 1933, and one of the reasons it was difficult for the left to respond, was that the Nazis had proceeded so forthrightly and arrested this mid-level of political opposition. By the close of 1933, the police, the courts, the states, the churches, and the media had all been brought into line. This process of bringing into line, of coordination, there's not a very good English translation for this term. It's Gleichschaltung is the German term. Society had been gleichgeschaltet. It had been brought into line with the National Socialist objectives.